There are five young people in this story. The two working-class girls, the beautiful Esther Downes, and her plain friend, the cheerful Gert, who both work at the sweet shop kiosk on Brighton Promenade and dream, as girls of their type used to do, of princes who ride up on horseback to rescue them from their endless days of slavery and toil. For Gert, there is almost no hope, even from the unattractive swat Belle, much less from Ryan, who has rejected her. But for our lovely heroine Esther, there is a straight choice between the seemingly decent and gentlemanly Peter Ryan and the seemingly smart and equally gentlemanly Ralph Gorse. I say seemingly because in this story, things are never quite what they appear.
The West Pier by Patrick Hamilton, adapted for radio by Alan Pryor, and recorded in the studio and on location in Brighton. The West Pier, starring Michael Sheen, Alison Pettit, and Julian Rhine-Tutt. Episode 2, The Car.
Ryan, who do you think wrote that foul letter?
Well, on second thoughts, I better not say. It'd be awfully unfair to them. Person concerned if I was wrong, you know. I shall burn if I stay out here any longer. I think I shall go and have a dip.
You'll stay right here. Let us start again at the beginning. You received this letter through the post at our digs this morning, correct?
No, well, I think perhaps I'm jumping to conclusions.
Nonsense. Give me the letter again.
No.
Anyway, I remember it, word for word.
You've only read it once.
It says, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, it says in words cut out from newspapers, all higgledy-piggledy, it says exactly these words. Do not walk with or touch Miss Esther Downes. She suffers from a disorder, from one who knows and only desires to help.
You do remember it.
I am thought to have a photographic memory by my professors at the Varsity.
Is that the real reason?
Why? Do you think I wrote it?
No, of course not.
Then who do you think wrote it?
I can't really say, Bella.
I take it you suspect that it is a sexual disease the writer is alluding to.
What do you know about sexual diseases?
Almost nothing, but I do know they are highly contagious.
It is too horrible to think about it. I reject the whole idea. Esther is... She's a lovely, unspoilt young girl.
She certainly looks that, but can you be sure? These girls are not exactly our class, are they? We don't know what they do or what they think. You're completely certain that what Esther Downes tells you about herself is absolutely true.
Of course, they have different standards, the working classes, in all sorts of ways. But they are mostly honest, as honest as we are anyway.
You believe every word she says about everything?
Yes, I do. Yes, on balance.
You sound a mite uncertain, Ryan. Why is that? Have you caught her out in a lie or something?
No, not a lie. A misunderstanding, perhaps.
What was it?
It was to do with Gorse and myself. I suspect she wasn't absolutely honest with me. I think she's seen more of Gorse than she's told me, but she's not engaged to me or anything, so she was not guilty of deceit.
No?
No.
Very well. Let us then address my point that the letter was sent to you at your digs. Our digs. And posted in Brighton yesterday, according to the postmark, correct?
Yes.
So, I represent the question. Who knows the address of your digs?
Yes, only my mother.
Apart from me?
Apart from you, yes.
And Gorse?
And Gorse.
Nobody else except Gert.
Does she know?
Yes.
And how do you know that?
We told them the first time we met. We sat in Mrs. Dolben's boarding house, home place.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
Well, I'm damned.
We all are, unless we find the disgusting person who wrote this letter.
Do you really think that it could be Gert?
She's in love with you, you know.
What nonsense.
She fancies you, as she would put it.
Rubbish you do talk.
I'm proceeding logically in this matter, and it is a fact that she might have been trying to put you off after
that. No, Esther is her best friend. She would not do that.
Then who else? Who else knows, apart from me? And I take it you don't suspect me?
No, of
course. Or do you?
Not. Of course not. Not really.
That sounds very hesitant, but never mind. I'll ask you again. Who do you think sent that letter to you? Oh, come on!
Well, I must say, I suspected Gorse sent it. Now, I'm not so sure...
Well, that makes the writer of the letter. Gorse at 5-1, Gert at 10-1, and me at 20-1.
Oh, please. Oh, do shut up.
Two of your usual, sir. Gin and Italian, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. And keep the change.
Thanking you, sir. It's very kind of you, sir.
That waiter gives us a better table now, you know.
Because he recognises us.
Because I tip him.
Is that always the case?
In my experience, Esther, yes. I mean, the lower orders are so short of money that anybody who gives them any is automatically a god.
Do you think I'm one of the lower orders, Ralph?
Heaven forbid! Do members of the lower orders lend me, Ralph Gorse, £2?
It was only a loan because you were short of funds.
Well, it counts with me. You rescued me from going to the bank first thing this morning, and thus being late for the meeting with my sainted uncle, the Colonel. Wouldn't have done to be late, goodness no. He's a stickler for punctuality, the Colonel.
He sounds quite a terror.
Anyway, I have found time to go to my bank since I left the old boy after lunch, and herewith are the £2 notes you loaned me, with my everlasting thanks.
I always knew you'd pay me back, you know.
I always pay back anything I borrow. Always.
I'm sure. Do tell me about the Colonel.
You might say he has a heart of gold. A purse of gold, too, and a very large one. Some of his money's coming to me, apparently.
Is he called Gorse, too?
My father's elder brother. He's a Ralph Gorse, like me. Colonel Ralph Gorse.
I wish I had expectations from a rich uncle.
Yes, I suppose I am pretty lucky, one way and another. But one is, if not exactly rich, not poor either. That being the case, I've got something for you. Here you are. Well, open it.
It's a very expensive-looking box, this. It's beautiful.
You said you wanted a handbag, so I just thought I'd get you one.
But it's 2 grand for me. It's Crocodile Ralph.
It's a present, Esther. Please, just accept it. And say thank you.
But you can't. You can't give this to me.
I can and I do. If you'll accept it, Esther.
Yes. Yes, I do accept it, yes. Ralph, I don't know how to thank you. Really, I don't.
Then don't try. I'm only too glad you actually like it.
Oh, Ralph Gorse, you're so full of surprises, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am rather, I suppose.
He gave you this bag, the young gentleman. What's his name?
Heath Gorse, Mum.
It's cost him £10 if it's cost him a bar.
Oh, no. I almost didn't take it, but it's so lovely, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You aren't on over-friendly terms with this young man, are you, Es?
You ought to know me better than to ask that, Mum, the way you've brought me up.
I'm sorry, dear, but young girls sometimes get their heads turned, you know? They meet a young fellow with a bit of money to throw about.
You know I'm not like that.
Of course I do. Of course I do. But he must have something on his mind to pay out such money for a handbag.
Well, I think he does, yes.
Does he now? He's not the Ryan boy you were going out with, is he?
No, he's not.
I thought you were a bit stuck on that Ryan chap.
I was, for a bit. But then I got a letter warning me against him. Here it is. Just read it, Mum.
Wait till I get my glasses. Right. There. Well, now, what a funny letter. It's all stuck together. Different pieces cut from papers, looks like.
Read it, Mum.
Right. What? What a letter to send to anybody. It's the most awful thing I've ever read.
But is it true?
Whether it is or not, you haven't to go out with that young Ryan boy again, no matter what.
No, I suppose not, if it's true. I had no idea you could dance like that, Peter.
Yes, yes, my sister taught me. She's good.
Must be nice to have a sister like that.
Yes, she's a sport, yes. Well, it's been a lovely evening, isn't it?
Well, all we've done is dance. It's funny how dancing takes your mind off other things.
Yes, yes, it does, doesn't it? Mm.
Is something the matter?
No, no, not really, no. Well, no, nothing of any importance. Things on my mind, actually, but
But we must forget it. We're having a nice time, aren't we?
Please don't. What? Nothing. I just don't think we should.
Why not? I'm sorry, I'm just putting my arm around you.
We just shouldn't, that's all.
Right, no particular reason, is there?
No, should there be?
I don't know, but perhaps... Yes. How are you these days?
What do you mean?
Well, how are you feeling?
Me?
Yes. Yes, you.
I'm quite well, thank you.
Good, good. In all ways?
Yes. Why?
Why? I just wondered. That's all.
Wondered why?
Esther, you'd tell me, wouldn't you? You'd tell me if anything was the matter with you. I mean, if you were ill or anything.
I've never had an illness in my life, apart from the measles and whooping cough as a child. What on earth makes you ask such a question?
I don't know. I don't know. Just curious. I must say you look jolly well.
Thank you. There must be a reason for asking such a secret.
No, there isn't. Not really.
But there must be.
There isn't, really.
My father had the consumption. He died of it. Has anybody been talking to you about that? Is that what you're on about?
No. Did he? No, it isn't that. Certainly not. I'm sorry. Sorry about your father.
I must say you are the most odd person. I think you're all very odd. You and Belle and, well, Ralph.
Yes, what has Gorse been doing that's odd? Have you seen him again?
I've been out with him, yes.
I suppose he took you to the Metropole.
Matter of fact, he did, yes.
And he bought you another gin in it?
Two of them, actually.
And actually, what did you do afterwards?
He saw me home just as far as the clock. Why all these questions? I can do as I like, can't I?
Look here. Is he keen on you?
Well... He might be.
Might be. You don't sound very sure. Yes, he's a strange person in some ways, is our friend Gorse.
Well, I don't see anything strange about him. I think he's very
nice. Don't be upset, Esther. I'm sorry. When am I going to see you again? What about Sunday evening? It's my last day before I go home.
Oh, is it? Well, then, I don't know. Yes. All right.
Here? 7:30?
Yes. Right you are. 7:30, Sunday evening.
Hello, Gert. All on your own today?
Oh, hello, Mr. Bell. Esther went home a few minutes early. Would you believe it? She's going out tonight. Again.
With Gorse, or is it Ryan?
Both, I shouldn't wonder. She has all the fellas mooning after her, doesn't she?
And you don't.
Well, there ain't exactly a queue forming to get at me, is there?
Well, I'm here.
Yeah, but you're not serious, are you?
Oh, I don't know. I might be. Can we sit down?
OK. Only for a minute, though. I've got to get all this stuff packed up, and then I've got to lock up.
Right. Yeah, it's a nice enough place to work, isn't it? Right on the promenade.
It's all right. Don't notice.
Hot, though, isn't it? The balmy winds of wine and all that.
Come again?
Good. Have you noticed how in hot weather like this, we always seem to have a big murder case in the newspapers? Like this in your paper here, the Kenworthy murder. Mm. Have you read it at all?
Yes, I've read every word.
Have you?
Oh, yes, how Kenworthy blackmailed that poor woman and then he killed her.
So, what do you think of the MG, Mr. Gorse?
It's a decent little bus for the mileage.
Well, it has been running a bit, I grant you, sir.
Three owners. What would you say to an offer of £60 cash?
I'd laugh at you, sir.
I might come back with a slightly improved offer.
When?
In a day or so.
It would have to be cash.
Shall I open the bottle, sir? I think it's about the right temperature.
Please do.
What's this?
What the label on the bottle says it is, my dear. The best champagne.
You know... I do like the Metropole. I'm getting very used to it by now. But champagne...
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, the bubbles got up my nose.
You know, I imagine one day we might even stay here at the dear old Met together. Would you like that, Esther?
I never know when you're joking and when you're not.
Esther, I'm not joking. I'm going in for a new motor car. Well... thinking about it. I realise you don't know much about cars, but this little MG is one of the sweetest sports cars you've ever seen in your life. Well, it's second-hand, actually, but as good as new and going for a song, comparatively speaking.
Is it?
Absolutely. Now, let me fill your glass.
Well, not too much. I don't want to get tiddly.
I buy this car, cheap, for £80. Then I can sell it at a real profit.
But why is it going so cheap if it's as good a car as you say?
The owner's hard up for ready cash. Name's Gosling. He's got a garage out on the London Road. How do you feel about coming in with me to buy it? Bottoms up, old girl.
Cheers. I don't know. How much would I have to put in?
£15 or so.
£15? But I couldn't.
Don't be silly. Of course you could. You've got all that money saved, and you're going to make double that.
Honestly, Ralph, I don't like speculation. It'll be your car, so why don't you just buy it on your own?
Quite frankly, to tell you the truth, old girl, either you come in or I lose the deal.
How's that?
It's a question of a deposit, you see. There are other people after it. And if I'm going to get it, I've got to give Gosling a deposit. He's asked for £15.
Then why don't you give it to him?
Because I haven't got £15.
You haven't? And you're talking about buying the car for 80?
I haven't got it just at the moment.
Oh.
That's all. On Monday I'll have it. That's when my stepmother pays my allowance into my bank account. She does it monthly. Look here, I can pay it back to you on Monday. Of course. If you don't trust me, that means you don't really like me, and that's the end of all my hopes, isn't it?
What hopes are they, Ralph?
You know what I mean. Esther, my philosophy is one has to be a bit of a sport now and again. Take a bit of a chance with life. Try to make life a bit more exciting than it usually is. Oh, never mind. Oh, it's the chance of a lifetime. But if it's to be no, then there it is. Enough said.
£15. Well, it's not all that much, is it?
Absolutely not. Just small change to most of the people in this hotel. And I can, I think, get it on loan for a day or two. Oh, just think. Driving up here to this very hotel in one of the smartest little cars on the road. The envy of all eyes. At least, until we sell it.
But you want the £15 now, don't you? All right, then. I'll give it to you.
There! I knew you were a sport. Drink up, darling, do.
But how am I going to get the money to you if it's got to be by tomorrow, you say?
I'll look in at your shop early in the afternoon, shall I? And then you can slip it to me. The money's got to be with Gosling by 4 o'clock.
All right. If you don't mind seeing me at my worst, serving behind the counter, that's what I'll be doing.
Nonsense. When I meet you after that, you'll go for your first spin.
Well, let's see. By the way, I did see Peter Ryan again, you know.
Yeah, did you? Ryan. Do you know, I'd completely forgotten about old Ryan. And how did it go?
You know, I do think there's something funny about that boy. He asked me some very strange questions, actually.
Did he? So you're beginning to see that your Uncle Ralph knows a thing or two after all, are you? What were his silly questions about, in point of fact?
He asked me if there was anything the matter with me, whether I suffered from any illness. I mean, why should he ask such an odd question? I thought it was about my dad having the consumption, but he said it wasn't.
Well, I could make a guess.
What?
If he wanted later on to go further than just holding your hand, and if he wanted to go further even than kissing you, well...
What do you mean, further than kissing me?
This is a bit indelicate, you know. But if he wanted to... Well, to go the whole hog. I've got to say it like that. I'm sorry it's so crude, but you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean.
You see, if he wanted that from you, and I can't imagine what makes him think that, he might want to make certain beforehand that you were quite well in a certain way. Do you see what I mean? I don't know if you know it, but there are certain diseases, you know.
What a horrid idea.
Some people do have horrid ideas, don't they? Of course, I may be wrong. It's entirely possible I am.
I really honestly think you are, Ralph. I just can't believe it of him, you see. But it was a funny thing to ask, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It really was. Now, let us drink the rest of this delicious champagne and put all thoughts of Mr. Peter Ryan and all his works far from our mind, shall we?
It may seem that the writer of that, some would say obscene, letter was just an ignorant, half-educated clod, casting doubt on the character of an innocent girl like Esther Downes. But it is not always a brute who does such things. It is often an educated person of refinement who seeks a thrill of recognition when he causes in such an innocent mind a suspicion, a mere whisper of what the world is really like, a place of dark deeds and darker blood, as I know it to be, beyond the shadow of a doubt.
You read the latest in the Kenworthy case? It's in the paper here.
What about it?
Well, the story's all coming out now. It seems Kenworthy sent quite a few of those odd letters to the murdered girl. You know, cut out things. Oh, Lord, look out. Here's the ogre Gert.
I don't mean to be so rude, Ben.
Well, you talk to her then if you're so keen. She's keen on you.
Hello. How are you two boys keen on?
Yeah. Oh, just sitting in the sun reading the newspaper, aren't we? I say, at the time, will you forgive me if I just go and get a late paper?
No, I've forgotten route.
Yeah, of course. If you're in such a hurry.
Yes, I must go and see how the cricket's doing.
So long. I think I'll take the weight off my fate.
Yes, do sit down. Well, how are you, Gert?
Bored. Mr. Bell, before you ask any of your questions... Hey, are you making a mess of my paper?
I'm disappointed. Not been cutting anything out today.
What?
You sometimes cut the paper, don't you? Don't deny it. I saw you up at the kiosk cutting up that paper.
I cut at the coupon when I do spot the ball. Here, give us your paper back. I'll win it one day, won't I?
Spot the ball?
It's a competition. Somebody has to win it, don't they?
Yes, if it's a competition, certainly somebody has to win it.
You know, a lot of people might think you're a bit absent-minded. Not in the ordinary world at all. Fancy not knowing about spot the ball. Come on, forget all about your French and Latin. Have a bit of fun. Dry the football machines.
You seem interested in the stars.
I always read it in the paper. What the stars foretell and all that.
I mean astronomy, not astrology.
What's the difference?
Well, one is the bogus and fraudulent art of divining the future by the stars. Mm-hmm. That's astrology. The other's the science of the stars, of the constellations.
All right, then. Tell me about your old constellations.
Now, you see that star there, just coming out?
Yes.
The large one, just above the extreme tip of the West Pier. Mm. That's Sirius.
Sirius?
No, Sirius. The constellation of Orion.
We can't go on talking about stars all night, can we? I'm cold. It's getting late.
Yeah, it is a bit late. And I am rather cold, actually. Shall I see you home or anything?
No, I'll be all right. Night!
Good night. Gert!
Yeah?
Do you really cut your paper up for Spot the Ball?
What? Of course I do. Ta-ra!
Ta-ra, Gert.
Can I have a bag of mince, miss?
That'll be threepence halfpenny. Thank you.
Oh, hello, Ralph.
Hello, Esther.
I've got it for you. It's in an envelope. Here. At the counter. There. You are sure it'll be all right, aren't you, Ralph?
Look, don't bother if you don't want to. If you're still worried...
No. There's 15 one-pound notes there.
Thank you. And tomorrow we'll have the car. I'll tell you what, we'll go for a spin. Possibly have supper somewhere?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Until then?
Yes.
Cheerio.
Bye, Ralph. Cheerio.
Sir?
I'm waiting for the lady.
Oh, very good, sir.
Oh, what the devil. Bring two gin and its... Do you have a newspaper?
Oh, yes, sir. I have an Argus, sir. Here we are, sir. Kenworthy's in the condemned cell, I see, sir.
Oh, yes, so he is. Well, it's where he deserves to be.
Oh, yes, sir. He's guilty as Crippen, sir.
I meant serves him right for getting caught.
Pardon? Oh, yes, sir. It's very amusing, sir.
Bloody fool.
Who is?
Oh, hello, Esther. Sit down, do. I was just talking about this fellow Kenworthy. He's facing the drop. I wonder how he feels.
Terrified, I should think.
No, I should say curious.
Why would he be curious? He's going to die.
Curious to see how he feels about it all. Curious to see, to feel his sensations as he waits for death. All those people, judges, warders, lawyers, looking at him, wondering.
But a girl's dead. He killed her.
No. He'll have forgotten all that by now. She was just playing a part, a minor part in his life.
How can you know that?
I don't know. I just do.
Two gin and Italian, sir.
By the way, I've got that £15 you loaned me. Drink up your drink and come and look at the car.
You've got it.
On approval. This man trusts me.
Oh, how lovely.
So, how'd you like her?
Is it this one? The car?
Yes.
So shiny and new looking.
It's racing green and the chrome looks good, but it's the engine you pay for.
And it's all yours?
Esther, I explained it to you. I've only just put up the £15 deposit. This way I only have her on approval for 2 days. If I can't pay the rest of the cash before then, bang goes the deal.
Oh, what a shame. It's a lovely car.
A car's a she, like you. Beautiful like you, what? But back to Gosling she goes.
It is an investment, isn't it? The £15. If I leave it with you, will that help?
Oh, you said you were afraid of speculation, and I don't want to be the one to introduce you to what you feel is the wrong way of doing things, do I? Look, you take your £15 back right now, and I'll give you a share in the car. £15 worth.
Well, that's the same as giving me £15.
I'll be giving you £30, actually, when the car's sold.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Oh, this am I new bag, too. You're very generous with me.
I say, what do you say to a spin in her? Right now. Right this minute.
I say yes.
Get in, then.
Yes, holiday's nearly over. Does he want to get back to the office?
Well, I'm staying on at the varsity, so no change there.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a good thing for you. You'll enjoy that.
What's Gorse doing these days, do you know?
Well, he's something in the city, as he says, but I don't know what exactly.
I say, one thing. I'm pretty sure, like you, Gorse is in the clear as far as those awful letters are concerned.
You're not telling me you know who it is sent them?
Not for sure, but it isn't Gorse, anyway.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You won't say any more?
Can't. Not sure enough of my facts. All I have are suspicions. But, I think it's Gert. She cuts patterns out of newspapers.
Rubbish.
I've seen her do it.
Gert is a perfectly ordinary girl. I mean, by saying such things, you are taking away a young woman's good name. And that simply isn't done, you know.
Oh, then I give up.
Yes, and so you should.
Now, this is serious. This is now very definitely a matter for the police. If you let me have this letter, I'll take it to them myself.
But I don't want the police tracked in.
And the other letter was just a warning. This is a threat, and a very nasty one. You are watched always. If you meet Ryan just once, your pretty body will suffer very seriously. Advise obey. Angry, but still well-wisher.
It's terrible. I don't know what it means.
You don't want to be set upon in a dark alley. You don't want to be disfigured for life, Do you?
What?
This type of person doesn't stop at, well, anything. You don't know the shadier side of life. How should you? I happen to have come across those kind of people on race courses and, well, other places. This is a matter for the police.
I don't want to go to them, Ralph.
Even if you don't, your other course of action is absolutely clear. I mean, Ryan. You can never see him again.
I still can't believe there's anything wrong with Ryan. He's a bit impulsive in that, but...
Esther, my dear girl, you've got to get out of this. You've just got to run away from it.
Yes, you're right. I'm sure you're right, but...
That's a good girl.
Oh, I don't know, I'll feel bad about it, though. I think I'd like another drink.
Certainly. Two more of the same, waiter.
Esther, I'll tell you what. You write the letter now. I have a stamped envelope on me.
Oh, waiter, do you have some hotel writing paper?
Certainly, sir.
Here, you can use my fountain pen. Present from my uncle, the Colonel.
Oh, I do feel awful about this.
Here you are, sir. Note paper and envelope, sir.
Thank you. Now, you write the letter, then sit here with your drink, and I'll take it into the hotel reception and post it for you.
They've got a postbox in here.
Of course they have.
I never knew.
There's a lot of things you don't know. Now, start your letter. There's a good girl. And keep it short and to the point. That's a good girl, Esther. That's a very good girl.
Will you tell me something?
If I can, certainly, old chap.
It's rather hard to put, so I'll be frank. You're not desperately keen on her yourself, by any chance, are you?
I say, these are emotional things. What to be discussing so early in the morning? But, since you ask, not desperately, I wouldn't say no.
Then why do you take her out so much?
Vanity, really. I like to be seen with a pretty girl. But she's not my type. Is she?
You mean that?
Think about it. Is she?
Well, no, I suppose not. You see, I thought I was getting on rather well with her, but then I got this letter.
When?
This morning.
Let me look. Well, from what she says very politely here, she doesn't want to see you again. Well, I suppose that's her choice, what?
What do you think? That there is somebody else?
Well, that's what she hints here, isn't it?
Has she ever spoken to you about anybody else?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, she has. I thought it might be you. Well, hard luck, old son, you know what they say. Plenty of fish in the sea.
Look here, Gorse. Are you meeting her again?
This very evening.
Well, that's a bit odd, don't you think? If this somebody else objects to her meeting me, why shouldn't he object to her meeting you?
No idea, really. Except I'm just a friend. And you want more than just to be her friend, don't you? I sympathise, I really do. If there is any way I can help, believe me, my dear old chap, I will.
It's a terrible imposition, but if you're meeting her again tonight, could you put in a word for me? I'm not even allowed to write to her or see her.
Well, that's what she says, so I suppose she means it. No meetings. She says it in black and white, old man. But I said I'd help you if I could, and so I will. It'll be a bit difficult, but... I promise to try, if the opportunity arrives. Rest assured, I'll do everything I can.
You know, this is awfully good of you, Gorse. You're so, well, smart at this sort of thing.
Well, I'll do my best. You have my word.
I couldn't come along tonight. Could I join you? Sort of face her out, find out what's really troubling her?
You could, if you like, of course. But I don't really advise it, old chap. It would be, well... butting in, wouldn't it? And it might ruin everything. Take my advice and leave it all to your Uncle Ralph.
Well, all right, yes. Thank you very much, Gorse.
Parted to, and it's Ralph.
Well, thanks, Ralph.
It's no trouble at all, old boy. No trouble at all. No, 2 days away from you seems like 2 months.
Ralph, that's nice. And guess what? I didn't go out with Ryan and I've got some good news.
Well, I've got a bit of news too. Not quite so good, actually.
Well, tell yours first, then.
It's all a bit of a bore. Ladies first, what's your news?
Yet another letter from our friend of the cutouts. Here, it came this morning.
You've been very wise in not seeing Ryan again. You will receive no more letters from me. This is wonderful. It means you're rid of him. Shall I tear the letter up?
No, give it back, will you? I want to keep it. I want to go on looking at it. I'm so glad it's over. Now, tell me, what's this bit of a bore you've got?
The money from my stepmother. It hasn't come through, that's all.
Isn't it coming at all?
Of course it is. It'll be here on Monday, for certain.
What does it matter, then?
It only means I lose the car, that's all.
How is that?
The deposit of £15 I gave Gosling only lasts till 12 noon tomorrow. If I don't fork up by then, I not only lose the £15, but the car as well. Oh, it's really so damn boring, I can't tell you. I don't know quite what to do about it, to tell you the truth. I don't suppose you could help me.
Help you? How?
The car's for sale at £80. I've paid £15 as deposit. That means 65 more is needed, right?
Yes.
Don't you see? With your 60-odd pounds, you can just about do it for me. And you will get it all back on Monday. Every penny, I promise.
But I can't. Not all that money. Ralph, I can't.
All you've got to do is have the money ready tomorrow morning, early. It'll have to be early. And then
But I can't. It's all the money I have, Ralph.
Esther, you're going to get it back on Monday. And a lot more, too. Once I've resold the car, I have a buyer at 150. He's already seen it. I really don't see what your problem is.
But it's all I've got. I ain't rich like you.
Not ain't, aren't.
Well, then I aren't rich like you. I just can't do it, and that's all.
Just a minute. I think I see how to allay your worries. I'm going to give you something as security.
Security?
Yeah, something that makes it absolutely sure that you get your money back.
What security is that, then?
I can give you an IOU for the money. If it's signed over a stamp, it's absolutely valid in law. I could write it here and now. Then, if anything went wrong, you could sue me. Unless you think I'm going to vanish into thin air.
Oh, don't be silly. It's not that. You know it isn't.
If I was run down by a bus, you could claim on my estate.
I couldn't. I just couldn't, Ralph.
Two gin and Italian, sir? Madam.
Thank you. Look, Esther, there's one other thing. Nothing to do with the money. Forget the money. Something more sentimental. Let's drink to that. Bottoms up. That's it.
Sentimental?
My ring. This signet ring on my finger. You've noticed it?
I've noticed it. And I've wondered what it was.
I'm very proud of this ring. Oh, look at it. It's a lovely thing, isn't it? That ring has been handed down in my family, that very ring you're holding now, for 6 generations. The crest is that of Lord Belhaven.
Are you connected with a lord?
No, the Belhaven family connection is on my mother's side. It's all in Debrett's.
What's Debrett's?
A reference book about all these kind of things. Do you know how much it's worth, the ring?
No, I've no idea, really.
£500. You see? It's got a very long historical value. It's over 200 years old.
Is it? It's very nice. You better put it back on your finger.
I want to give it to you. Or at any rate, lend it to you. Half as security, half as a sentimental gesture.
How do you mean?
What I'm doing, Esther, is I'm giving you something of great sentimental value for sentimental reasons. So I want you to take that ring as something more than just ordinary security. It means that there's a sentimental bond between us.
I see.
Will you take the ring?
You really want me to?
I know it's not exactly the ticket, but couldn't we look upon it as a sort of engagement ring? Please wear it, Esther, for me.
Well, if you really want me to. There. It looks very odd on my finger. So, well, manly and important with that crest and all.
Oh, Esther, you don't know how happy you've made me. You really have, you know. One, there's my IOU, absolutely valid in law, if you want it. And then, by no means least, there's that ring. Now, what say you?
All right, Ralph, whatever you want. And I don't want an old IOU.
All right. Now, we do this. I'll call at the sweet stall first thing tomorrow morning. You give me the money. We pay Gosling. You can come with me while I do it, if you like. Then you can see and hear everything that goes on, yes? How's that?
You mustn't think I don't trust you, Ralph.
I know you trust me. Now, let's have yet another drink. I think we deserve it. Wait up.
Coming, sir.
Hello. Morning.
Oh, hello, Ralph. Morning. I was just opening the shop.
So I see. Well, I'm here on the dot. Are you ready to go with me? Time is of the essence.
Yes. I've been thinking.
Oh? Really? About what?
I can't come with you to pay the money. I have to stay here and work. I can't afford to lose this job, can I? So, you take it and pay it. It's all there, in the envelope.
Let's step into the shop. We don't want to count money in the street, do we? Oh.
Come in, then. I won't lock the door. Gets to you any minute, you know. It's all there. £65.
I want to thank you, my dear, for trusting me. Ah, I see you're wearing the ring.
You said to.
Absolutely. Esther, must rush. I'll see you this evening in the Metropole.
All right, yes. Bye, dear Ralph.
How nice. You really want this, don't you? What a nice scarf you're wearing. Is it silk?
No, it's Woolies.
Feels lovely against your neck. Both cheap, both silken. If I tighten it like this, does it frighten you at all?
Ralph, you're hurting. Don't.
Sorry. Only in fun, you know.
Ralph, that hurt.
Just in play. I'm sorry.
Be careful. Don't do anything like that ever again.
No. I'm sorry. I got rather carried away. I love you so much. You see?
Yes, I think so. Take care, Ralph.
Yes, I will. I'm sorry if I scared you. Bye-bye, my love.
Bye.
Morning. Esther?
Mr. Ryan?
How are you this morning?
I'm all right, thank you. You'll excuse me if I go in with my work, won't you?
Yes. Yes, of course. It's nice to see you.
I wrote to you that I didn't want to meet you again, Peter.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought I had to see you. I had to see you one more time before I go back to London.
You got my letter, didn't you?
Why can't we talk? Even if you are seeing someone else.
We can't, that's all. I've told you why in my letter. Now, will you please go and leave me alone?
Why are you so angry? There is nothing to be angry about.
Look, will you leave me this moment, or I shall call a policeman? There's one across the promenade.
All right, I'll go. But I think you're a silly little fool. Goodbye. Is this deck chair free?
Oh, good morning, Peter.
You were out very early this morning. Well, I said you might be here.
You look rather miserable today, old boy. Up bright and early, just like me.
Yes, I couldn't sleep.
Bet he couldn't either. He's going to hang. Kenworthy.
Is he?
Unlucky chap, really.
Oh, how?
Well, according to this, he had all this rich woman's money, then he killed her and spoiled it for himself.
Perhaps he was going to tell the police about him. I mean, the way he'd blackmailed her and all that.
Well, blackmail doesn't get a fellow the 8 o'clock walk.
No, I suppose not.
Of course, he might have got fed up with her, mightn't he? I mean, he had her money, didn't he? And she was still demanding, well, sex, I suppose. So he gave her a little more than she was bargaining for in that department, didn't he?
I think he strangled her with a scarf.
Well, of course he did.
What has that got to do with sex?
Everything.
You mean it wasn't murder? It was really sex?
No. Both. It was both. sex, my dear Ryan, is not just pleasure, you know. It can be pain, too.
Pain?
Oh, yes.
Well, whatever it was, he got him the rope.
What?
He'll die.
Oh, yes, yes, he will. I wonder if it was worth it to him. But I can see the temptation. Oh, yes. I wonder...
What?
How it all was for him.
I was wanting to talk to you, actually, Gorse. Did you find out anything, I mean, about her boyfriend, whoever he is?
Well, my dear Ryan, it isn't the best of news, I must say. I gathered pretty well for certain that this chap of hers was someone of, well, her own class. And they do make very strange choices, these girls.
Yes, I suppose they do. Anyway, I can tell you, I'm fed up with it all. And a policeman, really.
That was rather low, I grant you. But then, you see, they are low, these people. That's why you're so well out of it. It's an awful thing to say, I know, but breeding does tell in the end.
I don't know. I thought she was a bit different somehow.
Well, there you are, my dear chap.
Well, I'm packing up and going home this afternoon. It's a bit early, but I've had enough.
Well, funnily enough, I'll probably be off myself very soon.
Really? Really, well, it's been nice seeing you, and Belle. I hope we'll all meet again soon sometime.
Eh? I hope so. By the way, have you got my address?
I don't think...
I'm going to be on the move for a bit, but I've got yours. I'll write.
Yes, do. Well, I better be off, and goodbye and good luck, Gorse.
You too, old chap. Give me your hand.
Thank you for trying to help me. It was really very good of you. Well, goodbye.
Only too happy. Goodbye. Goodbye, Ryan. Old boy.
Be careful of that long scarf.
I like it flying in the wind.
Enjoying yourself, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am, yes. Thought you were going to sell the car.
Oh, not yet. Next week, I suppose I'll have to part with it.
What a shame.
Well, I might find a way to keep it. Somehow.
How?
Oh, you're the girl who's always asking questions, aren't you? It'll get you into trouble one day, you know.
How will it?
You little innocent you. I could strangle you with your long, long scarf like this.
Don't, Ralph. Keep your eyes on the road, please.
Don't worry. It's only fun, darling. I know this roadhouse. It's one of the best. We're going to have champagne and caviar and steak.
Caviar? I've never had caviar.
Well, there's always a first time for everything. My darling.
Say that again, Ralph.
What?
Darling.
Darling, 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 darling.
Oh, Ralph.
Coffee, madam? Sir?
No, thank you.
Madam, another cognac, sir?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, Ralph, it's so nice here. I could spend my life in a place like this.
So, everything's fine with the world, eh?
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Let me make it even better, shall I? I have a little present for you.
Not another.
Well, yes. It's a ring, actually.
What?
Here, in its little velvet case. Well, open it.
Oh, it's so nice, isn't it?
It's very small and delicate, I know. But I'm told it's quite valuable.
Is it?
Esther, it's an engagement ring. The real thing this time.
The engagement ring? You do mean it? Oh, Ralph.
You know I mean it. Let me put it on your finger.
Oh, of course.
There.
Oh.
That looks as if you've been wearing it all your life, doesn't it? Oh, we might as well exchange rings. I may as well have my signet ring back. I feel lost without it.
Well, let me put it back on your finger. There.
Well, That's better. I'm so used to it, as you'll get used to your little ring.
My people are only ordinary, Ralph. Yours are so well connected. Are you sure you're doing the right thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'm so pleased. So happy, really. In fact, I've never been so happy in my life.
So I should hope. On your engagement night, with a nice little ring on your finger, and your loving Ralph at your side. What could be better?
Nothing.
Excuse me, just for a few minutes, old girl.
What is it?
Ooh, nice little surprise.
Surprise?
Matter of fact, I'm going to arrange for two rooms. Since you like this place so much, don't object. I said two rooms. Won't be long. Back in two shakes.
Ralph, no, really?
Can I just clear away, madam? Have you enjoyed your supper? You and the young gentleman?
Yes. Oh, well, I dare say I'll burst if I don't tell somebody. We're engaged.
Oh. Are you?
Oh, he's just given me this ring. It's new. I think it's quite valuable.
Is it really? Are you quite sure, madam?
Yes, of course. Don't you like it?
Oh, not my business, is it, madam? Your bill's ready, I think.
Sorry? What?
We're closing the dining room now, madam. If you would like to pay your bill.
My companion, I'm afraid he's just popped out. He'll be back soon, I'm sure. I don't know what's keeping him. He said he was booking rooms. Perhaps he's at the reception desk. I'll go and see, shall I?
He's gone, madam.
What?
Drove away 10 minutes ago towards the London Road. You get an instinct in this business, madam. I went out, saw him drive away.
What?
Thought it possible, madam, that you'd had a tiff. Thought you'd seen that Sir Woolworth's ring he'd given you, madam.
I'm sorry.
Let me look, please, madam. Yes, I'm afraid the waitress was right. Sixpence at any awards.
No, it can't be.
I'm afraid it is, madam.
Oh, my God.
If I were you, madam, I'd just pay the bill and go home and forget him.
No!
Don't take on. He isn't worth it. I knew what he was from the first moment I saw him. What are you doing this game? Skirt chaser. Bless yourself if you aren't in trouble, is what I say, miss.
Not! Nothing like that happened.
It didn't?
No, it didn't!
Then what did he get out of you, dear? If it wasn't that, what was he after?
I don't know. Money, I think. I think that was it. All the time.
Money? Do you have any left?
Not enough even to pay your bill.
No?
No!
It's 23 and sixpence.
I haven't got it. I've hardly got my bus fare home.
Listen, I can pay your bill for you. If you leave that handbag as guarantee, you can have it back when you bring the money now. Is that all right?
Keep his bag and the ring. I never want to see it again. Or him. Good night.
Well, I don't know. Poor girl. There's one born every day.
You never said a truer word.
So Gorse drove away in the little sports car, a dream come true in racing green and gleaming chrome. He joined all the other little beetles on their sometimes crawling, sometimes speeding journeys. He joined them on the massive new road to their mutual historical destination, the 1930s and 40s. Only Gorse was to have a much stranger assignation than almost any of those other drivers, swooping down the bypasses of the south of England. On the night he robbed Esther Downes of her life savings. But that as they say, is another story.
In The West Pier by Patrick Hamilton, the part of Gorse was played by Michael Sheen. Esther, Alison Pettit. Ryan, Julian Ryan Tutt. Belle, Robert Harper. Gert, Rachel Atkins. And Mrs. Downs, Carolyn Jones. The head waiter was Johan Meredith. And the little boy was William Nichols Rose. The narrator and the car salesman were Alan Leith. The West Pier was adapted for radio by Alan Pryor. It was directed by Richard Workley and was a peer production for BBC Radio 4.